never felt magic grazes this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, brighten my northern sky. I've been a long time, but I'm waiting. I've been a long time, but I'm blown. I've been a long time. Through the people I have known. Oh, if you would and you could straighten my new mind's eye.
Nick Drake, the late great Nick Drake, with Northern Sky from Brighter Later. We heard the Joseph Holbrook Trio, Condensation from the Moat Recordings, Fred Carlin from the soundtrack to the original Westworld movie. We heard Gunslinger, John Zorn, and the Eight Thieves Quartet with Bagman from Filmworks 3. John Gavanti from the John Gavanti album. We heard New York Blues and Klang Mutationen, an untitled 2 from Schwarzhagel. That was everything you heard in that set of music. This is Freeform Radio, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org. Thanks to my man Matt over in the studio proper at WFMU and the rest of the skeleton crew, Olivia and everybody else. We couldn't do this without those folks sweating it out every day over in the building. And from the hot box here in Jackson Heights, I say au revoir till next week. Hopefully things will improve somewhat. Fabio here. See ya. Take care.
Making whoopee, but to see and be seen is a solemn duty of everybody who's anybody. So everybody steamed up on brandy will gallop about till this rout is feeny. So when asked who was there, they can answer with glee, everybody who's anybody.
When you've got no more assurance than a great big hunk of lead, if you don't respond to romance, Jack, you dead. When a chick is smiling at you, even though there's nothing said, if you stand there like a statue, Jack, you dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Moe's. When you get no kicks from loving and you blow your top instead, it's a fact that you ain't living, Jack, you dead. Nobody, since you gone and lost your head, rigor mortis or set in daddy, Jack, you dead. What's the use of having muscles when your life hangs by a thread? If you ain't got no red corpuscles, Jack, you dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Moe's. When you get no kicks from loving and the news begin to spread, all the cats will holler, murder, Jack, you dead. All the breath has leaked out of you. When your friends gather around the bed and look at you and say, don't he look natural? When that happens to you, daddy, Jack, you dead.
We opened up the program this week, your concert program, with Cole Porter singing a song called Everybody Who's Anybody. Then Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five did Jack, You're Dead. Well, here on the old concert show, we play all fine music on 70 RPM records, and we also accept advertising. We think the WFMU's policy of no commercials is an admission of failure. Of course, WFMU, the programming, speaks for what amounts to a policy of failure. In fact, you could call it a tradition of failure, a proud tradition of failure. WFMU embraces failure with the same level of dedication that I used to embrace Sophie Tucker's midsection. It was so large, I could not wrap my arms around it. However, the magnitude of WFMU's failure far exceeds the girth of Sophie's Equator. Of course, as my listeners know, I'm preaching to the choir. I have received hundreds of postcards and letters from fans to thank you all. You're complaining about the other programs on this station and asking whether I consider it humiliating to share the airwaves with so many clowns. Well, I confess, it's an enormous burden being the station's standard bearer for so many years. But back to this week's new sponsors. We have two, and next week we will have two more. We're selling airtime like it's going out of style. Of course, at WFMU, selling airtime was never in style because nobody listens to this godforsaken broadcast wasteland except when a real professional like me is behind a mic and cranking out the top tunes. Cranking, of course, I'm speaking metaphorically. I'm not actually using a crank-wound Victrola on the radio. I haven't used one of those relics on the air for over 11 years. We're using here the new hamster-driven models. Anyway, the new sponsor. Now, I generally use the products which are advertised on the Old Codger Show. You know, Sly Weasel bourbon and Rancho Malario cigars. And I vouch for their exceptional quality. However, I do not use the product of this new sponsor. I'm not even sure I understand what it is, what it does, or how it works. Laura Bell Pancake, my agent, and she's also my advertising director, she says this is a product that deals with ladies' hygiene. So here is Junita Bodenheim introducing our new sponsor. I can't even say the name.
Shh, ladies. Do you have a secret feminine cold? Or, as your doctor might tell you, catarrh of the vagina? Well, go ahead and blow your nose and suffer in silence no more. Ask your druggist for a box of Wabner's Vaginal Cones, the number one antiseptic preparation for ladies. Wapner's cones contain a therapeutic blend of special substances derived straight from Mother Nature, with a little help from medically trained doctors. This proprietary formula is a blockbuster combination of imported Italian sodium bicarbonate, formaldehyde, and picric acid. A battle-tested explosive proven to blast away nasty germs that may cause infection and odor. All in convenient cone form. When exposed to moisture, the cone's water-soluble carapace will melt, and it will deliver up to 5 hours of medication to your special area while you go about your day with a smile. You can shop, bake, swim, and even vacuum with complete confidence. Nobody will know you've got a Wapner's cone in there. You'll know it's working when you feel the tingle. And with Wapner's signature scent, you'll be spreading the pleasant aroma of orange blossoms everywhere you go. What's more, if you're a housewife who cares about the health of her family, toss a Wapner's Vaginal Cone into your laundry to super sanitize your load. Wapner's Vaginal Cones. Shh! When it's feminine cold season, they're your new little secret. Caution, contents may explode. Do not subject Wapner's Cones to flame, dry friction, or rapid changes in temperature.
My time, but you'll never hear me cry, 'cause long as you live, you'll be dead if you die. You had your fun and now you rush off. You're giving me an awful brush off. You'll be sorry by and by. 'Cause long as you live, you'll be dead if you die. Oh yes, oh yes, take the good advice I give. Oh yes, oh yes, as long as you live, you'll be dead if you die. If you die, you'll be dead just as long as you live. So here's a fine old word of warning. You're gonna wake up dead some morning. Then you'll cry, how about that guy? I do believe he wasn't telling a lie. So take it from me as hard as you try. As long as you live, you'll be dead if you die. Thank you. you rush off. You're giving me an awful brush off. You'll be sorry by and by. As long as you live, you'll be dead if you die. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Take the good advice I give. Oh, yes, oh, yes. As long as you live, you'll be dead if you die. If you die, you'll be dead just as long as you live. So here's a final word of warning. You're gonna wake up dead some morning. Then you'll cry, how about that guy? I do believe he wasn't telling a lie. So take it from me, as hard as you try. As long as you live, you'll be dead if you die.
My baby's long, my baby's tall, built just like a radio line. My baby's long, my baby's tall, built just like a radio line. He keeps a good wavelength, I can tune in all the time.
Answer thou a question.
Yelps.
Bill, do you remember the first girl you ever kissed?
Ha! No, Ernie, I don't even remember the last one. Oh, my. Oh, what a sweetheart I've got. But she should be shot, I claim.
Oh, my. I hear she likes you a lot. And you ought to feel the same.
I can't love that gal, though I try.
Well, I wish you would tell me just why.
Here's why. On Monday, she takes a walk with Johnny.
On Tuesday, I suppose she talks with Jim.
And on Wednesday, she likes to dance with Tommy.
On Thursday, she takes a chance with Tim.
And on Friday, she goes to dine with Archie.
On Saturday, it's Percy that buys.
Sunday's my only time with that bozo of mine.
Oh, she's the sweetheart of six other guys.
Oh, my, that little baby of mine is fickle as she can be.
Oh my, she has the boys all in line. She sure likes variety.
She tells all the fellows she's true.
Ah, but she never tells them to who. On Monday, I hear you fought with Johnny.
That's right, on Tuesday, I had a fight with Jim.
Yeah, and on Wednesday, you got a kick from Tommy.
Oh, that's nothing. On Thursday, I got a sock from Tim.
On Friday, you lost a tooth to Archie.
Oh, boy, and Saturday, I got two black eyes.
And when that ambulance came, then you put all the blame upon that sweetheart and six other guys. On Monday, she wears a coat of sable. On Tuesday, she wears an ermine scarf. On Wednesday, she wears a big chinchilla. On Thursday, say you don't know the heart. On Friday and Saturday, she flashes a diamond ring. Oh boy, now I'm wise. But those furs and that ring didn't cost me a thing, 'cause she's the sweetheart of six other guys.
Tip on a number from the sly old fox. You can play it straight or in the box. On a Monday, it's 284. If you hit that day, you're going to play some more. On Tuesday, 825. If that comes out, good gracious alive. On a Wednesday, play 486. If that falls out, then you know you're fixed. On a Thursday, play 328. You better get on it, Jake, before it's too late. Write these numbers in your book and play them every day. Buy a newspaper and take a look and see what's out today. On a Friday, play 061. If that comes out, just have your fun. On a Saturday, play 369. They're all gonna fall and I ain't lying. Well, look here, Gage, what you know?
Oh, man, I don't know nothing. Gage, what you know?
Oh, everything is solid.
Oh, that's killer, man.
You playing the numbers today?
I ain't able to play no numbers today, man.
What's the matter?
Well, I tell you. Say, look here, Pops. Lay a couple of gas meters on me, man.
A couple of gas meters?
Yes, that's
well,
right.
Well, look at here, man.
What's the matter?
I lay a deuce of flips on you. Is that a killer?
Flips? No, I'll take a couple of gas meters, man.
Gas meters?
That's right.
Well, look here, Jack. I think I can kind of straighten you there because I just got my check today.
Oh, well, now, that's a killer, man.
I got my welfare check and it's really
groovy,
too.
Your welfare check? Well, you know, look here, I think you better cash that jack right away.
I'm going to do that thing now. I'm going to cash it, Jack.
You got to get on that number, you know.
Are you ready?
I think a four's going to lead, you
know. Four in the lead?
Well, that's
a killer.
Groovy.
If that comes out, just have your fun. On a Saturday, play 369. They all gonna fall and I ain't lying.
we heard another fine set of music there. We started out with Mildred Bailey and an orchestra, and As Long As You Live, You'll Be Dead If You Die. Lizzie Washington sang My Lowdown Brown. After that was the Happiness Boys. They sang a song called She's the Sweetheart of Six Other Guys. The Happiness Boys were Billy Jones and Ernie Hare. They were not happy. They were miserable, cheap, lying sons of bitches. That's what I was told, anyway, by one of their vaudeville rivals. The Happiness Boys, they sang all these songs about bananas, but they were really singing about, use your imagination, it wasn't about fruit, unless, never mind. Slim Gaylord and Slam Stewart sang A Tip on the Numbers, and at the conclusion of that set, Miles Davis, his All-Stars from 1947, and a 78 RPM record called Milestones. Miles Davis, there on the trumpet, here on the Old Codger Show, here on WFMU. My name is Courtney. I'm here every Thursday for 1 hour of 78 RPM records and breezy patter. Now, just want to say, thinking back earlier in the show, I hope you weren't too upset with that commercial for I can't even say the name of the product. The product that Jonita Bodenheim was talking about before this last set of fine music. Now, speaking as a manly man, it made me a bit uncomfortable. But Del Barton Pharmaceuticals paid us a good deal of money for that airtime, so we are obligated to let them promote the product in a way that helps them move crates of that disgusting crap off their shelves. Speaking of Jonita Bodenheim, I was having dinner with the lovely lady recently. She makes a fine brisket. I'm always learning remarkable things about her. She confessed to me during dinner that she had a crush on Joseph Stalin. Well, I was rather perturbed about this. Then she took me into her parlor after dinner for a poetry recital. And she read out loud her rhyming verse about Lenin, Trotsky, Che Guevara, Nikita Khrushchev, and Castro. Apparently, she loves murderous communist ideologues. Well, I was appalled at first, but Jonita's passion and her literary genius are undeniable, so I decided to stay for dessert. She makes a fine peach cobbler. Well, now we're going to get back to the music. And speaking of lovely ladies, we have a great song here from the lovely Ruth Edding on the Old Codger Show.
Thank you. new thought you have had every time you go again. Baby, would you dance? Reckless fun you crave. Said I should be brave every time you thought you're raving. Baby, would you dance? The good dance with the weak, but I can make you listen. It's so amazing the things you see. A bugger, there's little you're missing. There's no need to cry. I give up and try to surrender this trying. Baby, would you dare? Making life for me so very and blue. New thrills are a fad. New thoughts you have had every time you go get new. Baby, would you dance? Reckless fun you crave. Said I should be brave every time you thought you're raving. Baby, would you dance? The good says to help the weak, but I can make you listen. It's so amazing the things you see. A bargain, there's little you're missing. There's no need to cry. I give up and sigh to surrender, dear, trying. Baby, would you dare? The good book says to help the weak, but I can make you listen. It's so amazing the things you see. A bargain, there's little you're missing. There's no need to cry. I give up and sigh to surrender this time. Baby, would you dare? Oh, baby, oh, would you dare?
Keep playing your music box. Keep on playing your music box. Sweet music to worry the wolf away. So happy will reappear. He will know he's not wanted here. Your music could worry a wolf away. So keep on playing that hand piano until he's away. He'll have to go if you bang those keys away. Oh, honey, but we will grin when the money comes rolling in. Sweet music to worry the wolf away. Thank you. that hand piano until he's away. He'll have to go if you bang those keys away. Oh, honey, but we will grin when the money comes rolling in. Sweet music to worry the wolf away. Thank you.
thank you for listening to the Old Codger Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir this week. We just heard some fine music. We started out with a song called Deep Night, sung by Ruth Edding. After that, we heard the Bandana Girls with Baby, Would You Dare? Fletcher Henderson, the great Fletcher Henderson, and his orchestra gave us sweet music. Then another great orchestra, Duke Ellington, and he had a fine vocalist back in the late 1930s by the name of Ivy Anderson. And we heard a song called Scrunch. And then the Raymond Scott Orchestra, and they had Walter Gross. He wrote a big hit called Tenderly, that same guy. He was playing piano on an instrumental called Creepy Weepy, Walter Gross. Old Codger here to the top of the hour, playing 78s for you, and reminiscing and talking about my buddies. Gus Bodenheim is one of my close buddies lately. He visited my Powhatan shanty in East Orange this past week. It's always good to see Gus. Actually, let me qualify that. It's good to see Gus when he's not in an anxious mood. Lately, Gus has been under a lot of stress. He was recently hired by Delbarton Industries. That's Robbie Delbarton's company. He was hired as their spokesman in commercials that air on the Old Codger program. You heard him many times on previous shows, and you're about to hear him again in just a few moments. Now, this job requires Gus to be in the recording studio delivering take after take of scripted ad copy while Rummy Delbarton, who's a perfectionist only when it suits his cruel nature, Rummy sits in the control room chomping on a Rancho Malario Robusto, and he yells out loud every time he's dissatisfied with the way that Gus pronounces a word or leans on the wrong syllable. Rummy just goes on. He constantly questions Gus's sanity, his intelligence, even questions his manhood. Well, this has turned Gus into a nervous wreck. Gus needs the money for this voiceover work that he's doing for Rummy. Years ago, Gus was earning hundreds of thousands of dollars every year as a poet, but that source of income has mysteriously dried up. I don't know. It beats me. Anyway, Gus has been getting splinters on his ass from sitting on the bench, and he wants to get back in the game. So he got this job, and Gus wants to please Rummy. But Rummy Delbarton is a tyrant when it comes to people who work with him. Actually, no one works with Rummy. Everybody works under him. So after this ordeal, Gus comes to my Powhatan shanty, and he mutters something about it being his, he called it a safe space. And he asked me to furnish the shanty with stuffed animals and crayons and coloring books and a candy dispenser so he can, how did he put it, so he can revert. It beats me, I don't know. Anyway, make no mistake, Gus is a good man. He looks forward to giving back to the community so much that he's stolen. Anyway, here is Gus presenting a commercial for yet another new sponsor of the Old Codger Radio Hour. Now, this is a product that I have sampled, and I give it my full endorsement. I think you will love it, too. Here's Gus.
If you're as tired of beef substitutes, fake poultry, and plant-based patties as I am, Delbarton Foods has just the thing. It's called Beyond Mouse. Beyond Mouse contains no actual rodent nor rodent byproducts. Yet it brings the same delectable flavor, texture, and down-home yum you expect from traditional mouse-based entrees, minus the harmful proteins and minerals. This carbohydrate-rich substance contains only premium ingredients. Dense, meat-like, untraceable gluten, firm yet eventually yields to the bite or your money back. Skeletess, single-use straws cunningly repurposed for a convincing snap you'll swear was genuine bone. And hair, yes, hair, meticulously harvested from upscale children's barbers for a silky, fur-like texture that'll bamboozle even the most finicky verminivore. Beyond Mouse, from the Delbarton kitchens that brought you Implausible Vole and Hardly Hamster. Thank you.
hunting tigers in India.
Well, I see nothing to hinder you.
Hunting tigers out in India.
Out in India.
Yeah, you all know how peevish tigers are.
Out in India.
They bite, they scratch, they make an awful fuss. It's no use stroking them and saying puss, puss. Hunting tigers out in India.
Out in India.
Yeah. Shot tigers in India.
But there are no tigers in India.
Not now, I've shot them all. Ha, ha, ha.
Thank you.
you ever fall in love with a man that was no good? Did you ever fall in love with a man that is no good? No matter what you did for him, he never understood. The meanest things he could say would thrill you through and through. The meanest things he could say would thrill you through and through. And there wasn't nothing too dirty for that man to do. He treats you nice and kindly when you're heart in hand. He treats you nice and kindly when you're heart in hand. Then he gets so cruel, that man you just could not stand. Lord, I really don't think no man's love can last. Lord, I don't think no man's love can last. They love you to death, then treat you like a thing of the past. And the one ain't no doggone good.
Well, we're getting near the end of the show here, the old Codger show. We heard four songs there. We heard Hal Swain and his band with Hunting Tigers Out in India. Great guitarist Eddie Lang gave us Eddie's Twister. Bessie Smith, a great Bessie Smith, with a dirty No Gooders Blues. And we finished up with the duo of Truett and George with Ghost Dance. I am the old Codger. I'll be back next week. Coming up next after this program is a fellow by the name of Hardy White. He does not play wretched music like most of the other WFMU DJs. He just talks a lot. Now, if he were a visitor in my bunker, I'm sure he would be a fine conversationalist. But if he talked while I was playing Ruth Edding 78s, I'd throw him out on his Hardy White ass. Anyway, speaking of his white ass, I was told that he hosts his show naked. When he's not on the radio, broadcasting naked, he gets dressed and goes suitcasing around to senior centers, and he performs vaudeville routines for the residents. Now, unlike me, he's too young to have seen vaudeville in its heyday. His routines are all transcribed verbatim from Vitaphone shorts. He's been invited to the Van Halen nursing home in Verona, New Jersey, many times, but he has yet to arrange a date. I think he's scared of the place. It's got quite a reputation. It's a tough crowd. Anyway, Hardy White, also, he speaks fluent Esperanto, which, of course, is the universal language. Hardy thinks if everyone spoke Esperanto, it would foster peace and harmony through better understanding. I think this is foolish. But Hardy White is a youngster brimming with youthful idealism. He's going to have a rude awakening when he becomes an adult. And just a reminder, also, that I'm available for personal appearances at your poker game or at your lodge stag night or at your backyard barbecue, as long as there aren't any kids under the age of 55. I bring two hamster wheel-driven turntables and a crate of first-rate 70 RPM records, and I play music that's so exciting it will make your guests lose bladder control. Contact Lola Bell Pancake, she's my agent, and she'll give you a rate sheet and required backstage amenities. Get in touch with Lola Bell through her talent agency, the International House of Pancake. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And they tell me it's online at WFMU.org. This is the old Codger. Back next week. Goodbye. Excuse me while I go get plush to the scuppers.
First I welcome everyone. I say welcome. Then I tell them where to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. And then I introduce myself. I'm Hardy White. Then I offer them a suggestion. Join me now, won't you? And I tell them why. To get together. And then I confess something so I can confuse you. Oh, I'll always tell you the truth, even if the truth is I'm lying.
Holy bazooba, Butch. Look what I dug up in the garden.
That's a piece of someone's belief.
How do you think it got there?
Someone must have had it shattered near where you found it.
That could have happened ages ago. I wonder what other pieces I'll find there.
Now, don't go digging up the sewer pipe.
Nah, I moved that so I wouldn't. But if I find any more artifacts like this, I think we should do a dig on the whole yard.
Spiny already dug up the whole yard. There's nothing there but a Neolithic gravesite and Civil War submarines.
I know, but I think it'd be interesting to know more about what this belief looked like when it was intact.
This may look like a ordinary field, dotted with stands of dendritic idea growth, expanses of expectation grass and rolling circumstances, but beneath this ground lies centuries of discarded worldviews, broken faith, the detritus of decaying certainty produced from the spot where belief meets experience. We call this spot Peradventure Fields, and if ever there was a job for the Time family, this is it. Thank you.
We know a while ago, Lou found some broken beliefs in this backyard, and it looks like Captain Durr's trench is already underway. Let's see if they found anything yet. Hey, Captain, permission to come aboard.
Permission granted. But watch your step. I dropped a glass jar full of thumbtacks earlier.
Have you found anything yet?
I found that standing on solid ground after spending years on a ship feels weird, and I'm convinced I'm moving.
You are moving a bit, Captain. I'm trying to pull the tarp you're standing on.
Just ask me to get off it, then.
That didn't work the first few times, but... Excuse me, Captain. Could you peradventure step to the side so I can get this tarp moved?
Can't you see I'm speaking to someone? Stop interrupting me and get back to work.
Aye, aye.
Oof, there goes the ground again. Well, we've been digging and digging, but so far all we've found are dead people's possessions and houses and bodies, not the big chunks of assumptions and certainties we expected. But we'll keep on digging and exploring.
So what would these beliefs have looked like when they were new?
Grandma, I have some questions.
What, dear?
Well, you know, recently I went looking for my birth certificate and didn't find it?
Yes.
Then I went looking for old baby pictures of myself, and there don't seem to be any.
Mysterious.
And all the addresses of where we supposedly lived when I was a kid are in the middle of lakes or public libraries or inside mountains.
Weird.
And then Butchie said that actually I was a conjured being brought into life by you when you poured rum on a sack of rocks with a coconut head.
Oh, mystery solved. Who wants ice cream?
Can we go to the Milky Way Cafe near Ikebukuro Station in Tokyo?
How about we just get some from our local shop?
Awesome! I'm not picky.
You really take hands for granted. There's such a seamless extension of will that when you're confronted with the situation of wanting a simple thing to happen and are used to your hands almost simultaneously carrying that out for you, but you find they're suddenly not there, then your belief about the control you have over your environment changes radically. When I was a house, my desires and even my needs were met by a cold stillness.
It's the Mozahowitz Program.
Oh, where's Mo?
Oliver, you're going to use up all the oxygen in your tank. Mo will be here.
Well, it's hard enough managing him when I wasn't a fish. Now that I can't leave this tank, it's nearly impossible.
Oh, here he is now. What's all the hubbub?
You're late.
I'm not late. The show starts when I get here. Calm down or you'll use up all the oxygen in your tank.
People keep saying that, but I thought that's what this thing in the corner that makes bubbles was for.
Okay, you caught me. But still, you get so worked up about stuff.
Because I care. I believe in the show.
Believe in the show? But it doesn't even exist.
What?
Tomorrow's peradventure weather. Partly cloudy skies. Chance of precipitation 30%. Lows in the high 80s. High in the low 30s. Thunderstorms in the afternoon. Clearing in early evening. And it should be a sunny and dry tomorrow for the Time Family Dig.
Man, this rain. I think it already filled up the pit they dug out there. I wonder how long it'll slow down the dig.
I don't know, but they have a pretty substantial hole out there.
How deep you think they're going to dig?
How deep can you dig?
When I self-examine, I hit bedrock pretty quickly.
If you actually dug through the earth, you'd only be deep for so long before you started to be shallow again.
Me?
I'm not funny anymore. Oh, Hans. If you're not funny, why am I laughing at you right now? All my humor is passé. All my jokey references dated. Lou?
I'm sorry, I was just trying to help.
But that wasn't a joke.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to tell. You just say stuff funny. I love it.
I make jokes about Alf Landon's presidential prospects. I do Joe Penner impressions and make quips about Zazu Pitts.
Sazu.
What?
Her name is pronounced Sazu Pitts. I know that because we met her on the set of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World in 1963, right before she died.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure my correct pronunciation will make my jokes about her funnier.
Lou? I don't know. I want to help Hans. Let me know when to laugh, please.
Listen, Hans, humor is tough. Those laughs you got aren't going anywhere. Maybe they were just a product of the times and that time of your life. There'll be a lot of different Hanses in the course of a lifetime, right? I mean, you thought you were nobility once, and then you found out you weren't. It just meant you had to re-examine and adjust.
But being funny gave me an identity. What do I do without this sense of self-worth?
Now that is generally funny. Man, do not hook yourself a steam wagon to that crazy donkey.
Hans, we think you're great, whether you make us laugh or not.
Well, we can't all be Harry Rich, right?
Well, what do you think of the place?